Serbs drove through the streets holding flags as they celebrated the results. Slightly more than half of Serbian voters approved the new constitution, which declares Kosovo an integral part of Serbia. Proponents of the measure say the results solidify Serbia's claim on Kosovo. The vote is a major victory for Prime Minister Vojislav Koštunica, who had warned of what he called unforeseeable consequences if the vote failed. He told reporters his country had become a stronger nation.
Sa ustavom Srbija jača.
He says the new constitution establishes the rule of law and makes clear Kosovo is now part of Serbia. The move is expected to put more pressure on international mediators who are in the middle of negotiations over the future status of Kosovo. The province has been under United Nations control since 1999 after North Atlantic Treaty Organization airstrikes forced a withdrawal of Serb troops who were cracking down on independence-seeking ethnic Albanians. Ethnic Albanian leaders say the outcome of the vote will have no impact on their efforts to break away from Serbia. Serbian President Boris Tadic does not share that view. After hearing the news the constitution was accepted, he predicted it will be easier for Serbia to revive the stalled talks on its European Union membership.
This is a really very important moment for our country, making distance from the Milosevic period. I think that we are creating better future for Serbia today. I'm expecting next elections, that is going to be after this constitution referendum. And also I'm expecting to form, after these elections, very strong democratic majority in our parliament and democratic government, which is going to lead Serbia toward European Union.
About 6.5 million people were entitled to vote in a national referendum, but only 53% of them did. Despite major political parties showing a united front, there have been divisions about Serbia's first constitution since the breakup of Yugoslavia. Critics claim the new constitution is more about nationalism and Serbian statehood than democracy itself. Opponents collected signatures for what they call their own Charter of Freedom, which calls for the creation of a modern Serbia based on civic freedoms. Stefan Bos for VOA News, Budapest.